You're with Heart and Soul, the music of the church throughout the ages.
Known as the departing hymn because it was appropriate to closing a service and for the congregation to go home is the hymn, Saviour Again to Thy Dear Name We Raise. We see this in the first line of the second verse, which says, Grant us thy peace upon our homeward way. The author of the hymn was Frank Marion Davis, born at Marcellus, New York in 1839. He died in 1896 and became a teacher, a professor of voice, a choir master, and a good singer. He travelled extensively and published several songbooks. The hymn is sung to the tune Ellerton, named after its composer, John Ellerton, who was born in London in 1826. Ellerton wrote and translated about 80 hymns, many of which are still sung today. He helped to compile church hymns, he had a long list of church appointments as an Anglican minister, and died at Torquay, Devonshire, in 1893. Davis's words and Ellerton's tune together created the hymn sung by the Concordia Publishers Choir, Saviour Again to Thy Dear Name We Raise.
Many of life's lessons are learned in the kitchen. One lesson is that if you want to be successful there or anywhere else, you need to know your own weaknesses and where to find the strength to overcome them. Jesus Christ once said, "My grace is all you need, for my power is strongest when you are weak." Put Jesus' power to work in your kitchen and it'll impact your whole home.
With a mighty hand and an outstretched arm,
His love endures forever.
For the life that's been reborn,
His love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise, sing praise, sing.
Setting sun,
His love endures forever,
and by the grace of God we will carry on.
His love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise.
From a CD compilation of worship songs called Heart Worship, we heard Give Thanks to the Lord, You're with Heart and Soul, the music of the church throughout the ages. Don Marsh and his orchestra and chorus now with another song of worship, We Trust in the Name of the Lord our God.
We trust in the name of the Lord. the name of the Lord our God. We trust in the name of the Lord our God. We trust in the name of the Lord our God. His love never fails. His name will always prevail. We trust in the name of the Lord our God. Oh, glory to the name. The name of our salvation. Oh, glory to the name above all names. The name of the Lord our God.
Some trust in the wealth of things.
We trust in the name of the Lord our God.
The name worth more than anything.
We trust in the name of the Lord.
Family then with My Debt Was Paid. We'll have some more from the Collingsworth family later. Coming up, David will bring today's word.